friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. Have you been enjoying our stories about Jesus and the little children? Well, I know I have. Jesus didn't just spend time with children. He also talked about children, and that's what we're going to look at today. Jesus had shown the disciples that children are important. No matter how old or how young, they are special to Jesus. You are special to Jesus. Do you remember what he said that day about how important it was to be like little children? Let's look it up so that we can remember. We're going to go to Mark chapter 10, verse 15. We're going to the book of Mark. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Once you find Mark, then you're going to find chapter 10. In my Bible, it's a big number. It might just say chapter 10 in your Bible as a heading to start that new chapter. So find chapter 10 and then look past chapter 10 and find verse 15. Can you find it? The verses are the little numbers. What does that say?
For assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
Just like small children trust their parents to take care of them, they know that their parents will give them food and clothes and protect them. Just like that, Jesus wants us to rely on God the Father. He wants us to trust God, to tell God about our worries and our problems. Little children don't care what color skin people have or what color hair they have or eyes. No, they don't care if you're rich or you're poor, you're lame or you're blind. All little children care about is spending time with you. When my husband was in school, he was in college and he needed an extra job to earn some money. For gas, to drive to school, and for clothes, and those types of things. So he looked up some different jobs, and guess what job he found? Babysitting. Now, normally you don't think of a college guy as babysitting kids, but there was a family that was looking for a babysitter, and so my husband really liked the hours that they offered, and so he was able to go to school and also babysit for this family several days a week while the mom would have to run errands. And it was his first time really spending time with a little 3-year-old. And she would boss him around and tell him to do this and do that and play dolls and have a tea party and push her on the swing and take her on a bike ride and all those things. He thought that he would not really like it or it would be just another job. But did you know that he ended up looking forward to it every single time that he babysat? Because it was so refreshing for him to spend time with a little girl. She just wanted to play, and that's all he had to do, and he got paid to play with her. He really enjoyed that job, and when we got married, she was the flower girl in our wedding. That family holds a very special place in our hearts. Well, Jesus' disciples were not being like little children. They still thought that the people of other nations were heathen, and they didn't like them at all. They were prejudiced. Do you know what that means? It's a big word, isn't it? It means that they don't like people just because of the way people look or the way people are. They thought that Jesus would start his own kingdom here on earth and free them from the Romans. Then Jesus would be the king, and he would make them the most important helpers. The disciples sometimes argued with each other about who would have the most important jobs in that new kingdom. Of course, they tried to keep Jesus from hearing them, because it doesn't really look good when you're arguing, does it? No. But he knew what was going on, and what we're going to do is learn about how Jesus used a little child to help them. Have you ever argued or are selfish? It reminds me of a little boy who always thought that he was the best. Oh, he thought that he could run the fastest. He thought he was the smartest. He thought that he could do anything the best, and nobody was any better than him. Well, his mother was very concerned because this was getting to be a little bit of a problem. It didn't sound good that her son thought he was better than anybody else, and he had a very big opinion of himself. So one day she decided to do something, and she told her son they were going to have a little party. He was so excited, and he said, "Well, can I invite my friends?" And she said, "No, I'm going to invite the children to come." The day of the party arrived, and he was so excited, and there were some new boys that came to his party, and they were playing and having a wonderful time. Pretty soon, it was time for the game. And so his mother said, "We're going to have a race." And they lined up, and they ran as hard as they could, and normally, this little boy was used to always winning, but he didn't win. In fact, the other boys were faster than him. Well, then it was time to have a bicycle race, and they got ready on their bicycle race. But he didn't win that either. He was getting very disappointed. Well, the spoon race, he'll do okay with that. He can always win that. But he didn't win that one either. Finally, it came time for the cake, and his mother brought the cake out, and he wanted to be best and fastest at something. So you know what he did? He scarfed that cake down as fast as he could, and it looked very rude and very impolite, and his mother was horrified. After a while, all the friends went home, and he was very disappointed to see them go because he really had had a good time with them, but he really didn't like it that they were better and faster than him at just about everything. Well, his mother talked to him that evening, and she said, "I noticed you were a little quiet this afternoon." And he said, "Yes, I'm always the fastest, and I'm always the best, and I'm always the smartest." She said, "Yes, the only thing that you were the fastest at was eating cake, and that was very impolite." Then the mother asked her son, she said, "Do you think that maybe instead of telling everybody how good you are or how smart you are, how fast you are, that instead of bragging, that you can be humble and that you can be quiet? And even if you are the fastest, you don't need to tell everybody. How do you think that that makes people feel?" The little boy was very quiet that night as he thought about it. And you know what? After that, he didn't always brag and was selfish and thought that he was the best or wanted the best. He decided that he was going to be humble and that he was going to help others to do their best too. Wouldn't that be nice if the disciples learned that lesson? Well, tomorrow, we're going to see what Jesus told them. Let's pray before we close. Dear Father, thank you for this time that we get to spend together, learning about your teachings. Come into our hearts today. Help us not to be selfish and to put ourselves first, but help us to be humble, just like a little child. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse song that we're going to sing together. So go ahead and sing along with us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.